5 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're listening to Magic 105.5. A little bit of Blue Oyster Cult there. What a day. What a great day. What a gorgeous day. It's already 52 degrees outside the Magic Studios, you know, getting our workday started, you know, and the best way sometimes on Tuesday morning, of course, is a way to bring in some of the guests that we have here in the Valley. Today we actually brought in Joe from Weatherly, right?
Yeah, from the Weatherly Hill Climb Association.
And, you know, it's great that, you know, we could talk a little bit about what's going on. And how long has this been going on?
They've been racing Weatherly since 1961.
Okay. And you were involved in bringing it back. You know,
back in 2001, the event was pretty much going to be canceled. So I start raising some money, and we got it back now to where it's a pretty good event, and we have 80 to 100 cars, and there's a lot of food down there. It's quite an event. It's the biggest attraction in Weatherly, and it's one of the biggest attractions in Carbon County.
And we're talking about June 10th through the 11th, that weekend, June 10th and 11th, you're hosting the Weatherly Hill Climb, and... Yeah, what time is that, like 9 a.m. till 4?
Yeah, we race from 9 to 4, break for lunch both days.
Okay. I want to hear more about this and some of the events, and you're listening to Magic 105.5. 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're listening to Magic 105.5. We have Joe in from the Weatherly Hill Climb Association talking about the event that's going on June 10th and the 11th. A lot of exciting things about this, huh, Joe?
Yeah, there are. We're hoping to have 80 to 100 drivers, and we'll have drivers from the New England states down to Florida, and we have a couple drivers come in from the Michigan, Chicago area. Like I said, if you like a lot of pretty fast cars, a lot of smell of that racing fuel, and if you like food, man, woo-hoo. We have all the nonprofits from the Weatherly area, and the variety of food from desserts to breakfast. I mean, it's incredible.
And I understand some people will get there early and camp out.
Yeah, the drivers start showing up as early as Wednesday evening, and Friday night, the pit area is crazy, and the drivers love when you come down and talk to them. They'll show you their cars. The firehouse is right down the road. They have food. So, I mean, you can make Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you like cars, there's something to do.
You know, any Corvettes?
Yeah, you have some newer Corvettes. You have a couple older Corvettes. You have some Mustangs.
It's funny to me because, like, when I think of the hill climb, I always think of, like, quads or trucks or you know, something that, well, that can handle the turns and stuff. I mean, not saying a Corvette can't, but, you know, if somebody took that turn wrong, I guess, you know. Have you seen anything out of the time that you've been there that was just remarkable or
There's a gentleman, George Boland from South Carolina. He set the hill record about 7 years ago, and he's averaging 77 mile an hour from a standing point to when he rolled past the finish line. That's 77 mile an hour. He's hitting speeds of 120 and 130 mile an hour.
Wow.
Some of these curves are marked 15, 20 mile an hour, and he's going around them well over 100 mile an hour.
Oh, so my God.
He built that car, and he's quite a driver. He runs all over the country and Canada.
Yeah, okay, 76 seconds to go up the hill.
No, 47 seconds, and he's averaging 77 mile an hour.
Averaging 77 miles, and oh, my God, wow. Yeah.
He gets out of the car, he's shaking from the adrenaline.
He is, yeah. Okay, even though he's been doing this a while.
Yeah.
How do people get there?
We have signs. I mean, when you get near Weatherly, we have 4x4 signs. They tell everybody how to get to Weatherly.
Okay, you're right.
And it's pretty well marked. It's like I said, it's nice. You can come to Weatherly and not spend a penny. There's no admission. I mean, we don't charge for admission. We don't charge for parking. You know, the town gets a little congested, but there's always room for you.
People can always go to the website.
Yeah.
Which is weatherlyhillclimb.com.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and they can get more information as far as, you know, we're just looking at some of the map for the there's one of the turns called the Flying Dutchman. What do you know about that?
Well, that's pretty incredible. You can't walk the walk up the inside of the corner.
Oh, it's my God.
It's that steep.
It's that steep that if you were on foot, right. You know, and you wanted to hike this, it's too much.
Yeah, and two curves after that, we call it the jump.
Okay.
And that's where your car actually leaves the ground. So to take a 3,000 or 4,000-pound car and launch it, you got to be really flying. And the nice thing with this is safety is number one. The Sports Car Club of America, they sanction our event.
Right.
And they teach the drivers that have never been here before. They call them novice. They put you in the back of a pickup and they show you the course because it's a regular road.
Right.
We get permission
right.
from PennDOT to shut it down.
Okay.
And we have our own insurances and everything, covers everybody.
Right.
And they teach you how to run the course so you don't kill yourself.
Right, right. Yeah. Have you seen any wrecks?
Oh, yeah. A couple years ago, we had a bad one. A guy broke his back.
But he walked. He walked.
He's back racing again.
he may not have walked that day if he broke his back, but he is alive. He is able to still compete, you say?
Yeah, he's still competing.
Yeah.
That's why I said safety's number one with this.
Right.
And that was about the worst thing that happened at the event. I mean, every now and then a spectator will fall because you're in the woods. All the trails are well marked. I mean, you could go right near a corner. You could be 15 minutes, 15 seconds, or 15 feet from the driver, you know?
Yeah. Well, speaking of on the road, let's go check traffic and weather. You're listening to Magic 105.5. 16 minutes before 8 o'clock, you're listening to Magic 105.5. This is Chris in the morning. It is May 23rd already. I can't believe it. Next week is Memorial Day, so less than a week away. We have, you know, what the reason that you're taking that Monday off is, we have to remember the people that gave the ultimate sacrifice. And Magic will be on the road live. We will actually be in Pottsville at Garfield Square taking that live memorial from the soldiers and the veterans that will be there. And, of course, we'll also be on AM 1410 WLSH, our sister station, at 11 a.m. for the Summit Hill Memorial Day Parade. So stay tuned, both stations. We will definitely be covering, our Memorial Day observation, I guess you could say. Joe is still here in the studio talking a little bit about the Weatherly Hill Climb that's happening June 10th through the 11th. What an exciting day. Like you said, a day to get all kinds of food and excitement.
Yeah. Like I said, if you like fast cars and good food, come on out. Our event's basically based around the nonprofit groups because Weatherly doesn't have a whole lot of commercial to support the nonprofits. They do the best they can, but by us doing this hill climb twice a year in June and September, they make most of their money for the T-ball, the library, Rotary, Cub Scouts, Tweedle Park Association. I think there's 7, maybe 8 groups. They bank on these two events to get through the year to pay their bills and keep their groups going. So the food and everything's outstanding. It's well-priced. And come on out and support the groups. Look at the race cars. I mean, it's a beautiful – Weatherly's a beautiful little town.
It really is.
And we're so fortunate to have a main sponsor like Fairway Subaru and all our other sponsors. And we got a lot of help, like from the radio station here. And
well, thank you, Joe.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm glad I had the opportunity to come in and speak with you this morning.
Well, it's great. You know, as people are, you know, they're in their cars, they're getting ready for work and are already on the road and getting ready for school. You know, it's cool that we're able to, you know, have this little bit. I do want to say real quick, Thursday we are broadcasting live the Tamaqua graduation. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, Joe has been talking about, the Weatherly Hill Climb, which is June 10th and 11th.
Right.
What a great day. You know, is it rain or shine?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
so if it's rain, it's going to be even more mess and fun. And
I'll tell you, if you like something different and exciting, you're racing a hill, a regular road that, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, people can't imagine when I tell them they race up top, people go, oh, my God, how did they get up there without getting hurt? But you got semi-professional drivers coming here, and you got, I mean, some of these people, that the equipment and the cars they have, it's incredible.
Yeah.
If, like I said, we don't charge you to get in. We don't charge you to park.
It's free. It's free admission, free entertainment,
yeah.
You know, and so why not? You know, buy some of the food there, help support the local nonprofits, the Little League, the library, and everybody that's going to be, you know, feeding you that day.
So. Yeah, we'll have the Army there. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, they come down, they do a display, a recruiter and stuff. So we kind of have a whole lot of everybody involved, which is nice.
Right.
So it's not, if you like, if you're tired of being bored.
Tired of being bored.
Yeah. There's no excuse. Come on out. You don't have, I don't care if you don't buy any food. Just watch the cars.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Great, great advice. I'm going to plug the website, weatherlyhillclimb.com. Anything else you want to let our listeners know, Joe?
No, we're just hoping for nice weather and a great turnout. So just come on out and let your hair down and have a good time.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Joe. He's from Weatherly Hill Climb Association. You're listening to Magic 105.5.